Max Jopic has it. Max Jopic, top of the circle. Damian Paramore. Paramore, lob pass for Beiler. Beiler inside, up, yes, and a foul. Beiler with a monster first quarter. He's got 9 to look for 10 at the line.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
Breaking news. Breaking news on AM 930 WEOL. I don't know if Alan's got the sound effect for breaking news. We mentioned earlier that North Ridgeville head coach Brian Morgan texted me at about 10 minutes to 6 tonight, right before the show was to begin, to say, I'm not going to be able to make it. My wife is in labor. Now, number one, to take the time to text me while your wife is in labor, that I'm not sure about. Brian, you've got to get your priorities straight. But word has come down to us here at Wolfies that Brian and his wife, Joy, have welcomed in a baby boy tonight. So congratulations to the head coach at North Ridgeville. They have a son, so all went well. We're now trying to guess if Brian is leaving the hospital and racing to Wolfies to get here and talk about his North Ridgeville Ranger basketball team. We highly doubt that. Congratulations, though. That's really, really cool. Brian Morgan and Joy, the proud parents of a baby boy tonight. So that's great news for the head coach of the North Ridgeville Rangers. And, Rob, there's another coach from the city of North Ridgeville that now joins us, or a high school in the city of North Ridgeville.
Yes, we're joined by Coach George, the new head coach at Lake Ridge Academy. And if you would, for our listeners, give us a little bit about your background, how you became the coach at Lake Ridge, and what you did before this.
Well, I got my start at St. Edward High School, my own alma mater. A few years back, I was an assistant freshman coach and was happy there, wanted to be there. Brian Ansbury was the assistant varsity coach at the time, and he found out about Lake Ridge Academy, went over there, asked me if I wanted to join him, decided to go over there with him, and been kind of at Lake Ridge ever since, keeping my foot in the door then. And then just obviously this year becoming the head varsity coach, which is very exciting for me, very exciting for the program, very exciting for the boys. They're very happy about this.
So you've been in the program at Lake Ridge 3 years?
Yes. Yes, I was a head freshman coach 3 years ago, and then they didn't have enough actually for a JV team. Head JV coach, and then they didn't have enough for a JV team the last couple years. So I was kind of not coaching, but still keeping my foot in the door, showing up to practice kind of thing, helping out when I can, and then obviously becoming head varsity coach.
So obviously familiarity with right. some kids that are on this year's team. So give our listeners your thoughts of the talent that you now inherit as the head basketball coach.
Well, right off the bat, I have my senior point guard, Colin Harris, coming back for his last year at high school basketball, and he was my freshman point guard playing JV. So being able to come back and coach with him again is a great pleasure for me. He honestly is the greatest coachable kid out there. I mean, he'll compete with anybody. It does not matter who. You ask him to go run 10 laps for no reason, he'll go and do it. He'll ask if he can do more. I mean, he's the top kid out there. I mean, he's one of the smallest, but he has the biggest heart. Along with him is Kevin Moreno, also a senior. He was a freshman with Harris on the JV team. My corner shooter, he's back with a vengeance. He's bulked up a little bit in the summer, put on some weight for him. He's worked on his left hand, which was nice, something I was harping him on his freshman year. He had absolutely no left hand whatsoever. So he's built that up, and he's ready to go this year. He's very excited about his senior year.
The success that Lisa's had with the girls program, can the guys get, I don't want to say jealous isn't the right word, but can that motivate them to say, hey, they're doing well, we want to have some success here too?
I definitely believe that knowing that the girls can do it, the boys want to do the same, if not more. So that can definitely motivate them. But also with me being in control in the sense, you know, the boys, they've wanted me to stay on the coaching staff there at Lake Ridge, that we've really built a camaraderie amongst each other. And, you know, they're more excited, I feel, this year playing just because of how things have turned out. In that sense of me being the head coach and how I've brought to the plate of what we're doing this year, what we're planning on doing this year, the boys have really bought in already. With it being only the fourth day of practice, they've really bought into what we're doing, and they seem very eager to really see how far we go this year.
As much as you were with Brian and coached with Brian, I'm sure you're looking at this going, okay, I get a chance to put my own stamp on this. This team may have a little bit of a different look than what we've done. What might that be?
Right. We are doing a lot more motion offense this year. I'm really getting everybody involved. Coach Ansbury had a fantastic player in Sam Walduck last year.
Yes, he did.
He's over at Heidelberg now. He's one of those rare players to play D4 kind of thing. And, you know, I'm sad to see that he's gone, but now I have basically a fresh plate to work with everybody. And the offense that I have this year really works with everyone on the team. Everybody's going to be looking at options and getting looks and getting be able to take care of the ball and things like that.
How about defensively?
Defensively, that's my strong suit, and I'm really honing in on them playing team defense, you know, really doing their jobs. I hold all the boys accountable for everything that they do, and I tell the boys to hold myself accountable. If I feel like I did something wrong, I tell the boys that that was my mistake, and I want them to understand that when they're out there on the court, they have a job to do, and if they don't do the job, that's how the other team will score. So I want them to learn early on that, you know, they're not doing their job if errors are made. So I really want to build a team defense standpoint kind of thing. I mean, we may not be the tallest, we may not be the biggest, but we can hold our own when it comes to speed. Half my team played soccer, so that'll definitely help us out in the end.
And with conditioning as well.
Yeah, it's one last thing I have to worry about.
So what are the strengths of this team going to be?
Strengths of the team is going to be obviously running. Their determination to really just go out there and play. You know, I know that they're going to give their best, not just for themselves, not just for their team, but for myself. They're going to do their best for me. And that's how I built my relationship with them. And we're going to really try and excel in our shooting and our passing, just primarily moving that ball, reading the type of defense that is being brought out to us and seeing what we can do with it, you know, taking care of the ball primarily.
So what excites you about the upcoming season? When you just look at it as a whole, whether it's the schedule or the kids, you go, man, I'm really jacked up about this.
Really everything. Absolutely everything. Just being the head coach has been a dream of mine ever since I decided to coach when I was back at Teal College in Pennsylvania. I had to stay there an extra semester to finish up some credits, so I became a student assistant for my own teammates, you know, after I graduated, air quote. And it's just been – ever since then, it was, wow, I really enjoy doing this coaching thing. I really like building that camaraderie with my players and things like that. So really, ever since the first day of practice, I've been excited. You know, and I'm looking forward to our first game. I'm looking forward to tomorrow in practice. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. I mean, I have a really great group of kids that it makes going to work every day a pleasure.
That's exciting for you, man. Yeah. Hey, congratulations. Yeah, we appreciate you coming out. Thank you for your patience. We had a great turnout tonight. Yeah, I know you had to wait a while, so hopefully you got a great meal here at Wolfie's.
Yeah,
and look forward to chatting with you as the season moves along.
Definitely.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks,
we appreciate it. Alan George, he's the new head basketball coach at Lake Ridge Academy, as he joins us here on AM 930 WEOL as part of our Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford Boys High School basketball preview.